reading Krishna book, MVT, Vrindavan.
Krishna said, there is a sloka in scripture, one devotee, he is decorated with all wonderful qualities. Material qualities, how much one may be estimated and be so, unless he is saved. That's the qualification. Brahma is a devotee of qualities. Everything material may be, you have to have that. No, surrender. Surrender is the beginning of bhakti. Again, you will come back to us. Whereas devotees can even little bhakti. Again, Krishna is giving chance. Start from there. Now you are coming here, Vrindavan, this month, and Urja Brata, Damodar Brata, Krishna said, other time, here, other places, he may give so many types of boons, even up to liberation, but not bhakti. This time, special, you'll get some bhakti. This is very rare. You should take it seriously. So when you are here, do as much service as possible. Always keep ourselves, make each and every moment, make best use in the direction of bhakti. Please.
At that time, the whole world became perturbed, and the predominating deity of this earth, known as Bhumi, went to see Lord Brahma to tell of her calamities due to the demoniac kings. Bhumi assumed the shape of a cow and presented herself before Lord Brahma with tears in her eyes.
When somebody is biased and they're in danger, they think of God. But one who is not biased, he don't think of God. He don't think. More one is sinful, he doesn't think of God. You find some are more sinful, then even he cannot tolerate God. He cannot tolerate Harinam, all these things. This is the symptom. Who is sadhu, who is not? Who can come to Krishna consciousness, who is not? Why not so many people come to Krishna consciousness? Because very sinful. That even lower than animal now, Prabhupada said. So those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, nobody is so fortunate like that. It doesn't matter where from he is coming, Russia, interior, even Eskimo from the polar region of Alaska. They must be had last life, did something, a fortune. At least they don't glide down to abominable species of life. Others, there is too much greedy, hankering after more wealth, more sense object, kama, unlimited material desire, gliding down. Most of them, what will become, most of them, dog, what, God knows. But at least devotees, there is a drink, chanting Hare Krishna, at least, following four relative means, at least they get human birth and maybe devotees may be next life. So, good chance. We should think about all these things deeply. And if we take superfluously, not honest, not sincere. Prabhupada says, our only qualification is sincerity. No other qualification is to become complete Krishna consciousness. And give our best to Krishna. For a simple person, today, many meaningful things they are talking, all of my God brothers. I liked it very much. I don't mind. They didn't ask me to stay. I'd rather like to listen more. So I was listening. I wish to listen them again. They are from different angles, from their experience, they are telling all Prabhupada's katha. You are listening? You are there? There? Listen. You are in the kitchen. Doesn't matter. Anyway, you are doing some service. It's okay. Listen, you can get that if you think over all these things. Of course, in Prabhupada's book, you have that. Of course, it is like ocean, you have to read. Because all your ideal question answer Prabhupada's book there. Then nothing, don't be aggrieved because I didn't have the association of Prabhupada. No, material association, physical association is not so important. More important is his message. If you put into practice, you can feel his presence. I don't feel any. Prabhupada is not there, I don't feel any. Sometimes I could be with Prabhupada, sometimes I won't stay. Because I sometimes used to feel He is, one case, he is my father, eternal. Another, Prabhupada used to treat me both ways, father or grandfather, sometimes affectionately. Sometimes he is like a representative of God. So I feel sometimes I may take it, familiarity beats contempt. So I was given chance, Subhav, come here and serve Prabhupada, go with Prabhupada, you. These are all new boys. I am feeling apprehensive. When I see Prabhupada, I see every moment Prabhupada is checking what I am doing, right or wrong, right or wrong. Chastise like that. Though it is his blessing. Sometimes I may not like in the beginning. Later I know it's a blessing. For my good. I can treasure them now, remembering all this. Okay.
She was bereaved.
Taken very seriously. So, whatever, I don't know, any moment something could happen, many of my godbrothers are going away. Many are calling me, why not coming, long time, not in the Dham Mayapur. I told them, I have given my 34 years or 40 years now. What do you expect? I have to carry out my order of my guru. Any time anything could happen. Inevitable. So let me finish whatever I can, what Prabhupada asked me to do. Of course, I have got limitation. So we should also think, take it very seriously. Any moment, I have to face the inevitable. I don't know God's plan. I may be planning something. Better make the best use of every moment in Krishna consciousness, and thereby enrich my bhakti, which is eternal. Can't be destroyed. Other things, all your plan will be destroyed. Start from the very beginning, scratch. Better take seriously, Prabhupada said. Devotee should be extremely careful about how he is using his time. Hare Krishna.
She was bereaved and was weeping just to invoke the Lord's compassion.
So, more than 2 weeks, maybe I am giving you this Srimad Bhagavatam Katha. It's very good. Instead of I say, Prabhupada said. This is Prabhupada saying. You are associating with Krishna, you are associating with Prabhupada, the great devotees. I am just a mouthpiece. Pick up, tell him, not focus. Just to have a, not become boring.
She related the calamitous position of the earth, and after hearing this, Lord Brahma became much aggrieved, and he at once started for the ocean of milk, where Lord Vishnu resides. Lord Brahma was accompanied by all the demigods, headed by Lord Shiva, and Bhumi also followed. Arriving on the shore of the milk ocean, Lord Brahma began to pacify Lord Vishnu, who had formerly saved the earthly planet by assuming the transcendental form of a boar. In the Vedic mantras, there is a particular type of prayer called Purusha Sukta. Generally, the demigods offer their obeisances unto Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Anybody can say how we start? Some of the verses.
It's
a nice prayer. Sometimes devotee chants. These prayers are very good, very purifying. You can remember all these prayers, some of them. Just like in India, tradition is, I saw even some people in Indian old when I was in England, different cities. Wolverhampton. You know Wolverhampton? Near Bradford and Birmingham. So maybe 1 hour, half hour drive from Birmingham. I was staying in Birmingham. Some family, 78 years old, maybe 8 years older than me. Now I don't feel I am that old, but 82. I am then young, maybe 25, 28. And he's saying, you see, you are doing all these things, I like it. He may be my grandfather says. And his grandson and grandson's wife, all he said, wash his feet, I don't want to live. But later on I told Prabhupada, this the Prabhupada said, it's okay. Then Guru will give Harikatha, chanting, dancing, everything. He says, still now, you can have
arm wrestle.
Challenging strength, arms. I'm surprised. He said, every day I get up like you, 3 o'clock, what do you think? And read Bhagavad Gita. Don't drink a drop of water even. And one said, in my whole life I didn't take anybody cooking for me. I'm always cooking. Once only, one, not even my wife. Once my daughter, I asked my daughter to cook for me. So I was completely, can't do anything. See, the two are friends. One is 78, one is 82. He said, still you get up 3 o'clock, still it may be outside snowing, and I take bath in normal water. Not warm water, normal. And then I do read Gita, one chapter every day. This is Indian tradition, Hindu. Every house in India. Doesn't matter whether Punjab, they are from Punjab, Haryana, I think. Others could be from Rajasthan, some from Bengal, some from Tamil Nadu, this place. This is the tradition from conservative family. My mother still reads. Maybe she doesn't eat or drink till she taking bath, read all these things, puja, then eat something. Or somebody, her widow, she may eat once a day, noontime. I saw my grandmother. I think mother maybe, unless we, my mother eat, same. Of affection. Like that. So, Prabhupada wanted that you should do. Prabhupada has got a sister. She strictly followed. Prabhupada said, as I am going back to Gaurip, as you consider me pure devotee, she is also a pure devotee. We saw her. So, you know, we used to call her auntie, Pishima, means father's sister. From a childhood, she was born and brought up, like his father, born and brought up with worshipping Radha Madhav Diti, gave them, take them to temple. And you know, celebrating Janmashtami, Ramnavami, Rath Yatra, all these festivals. It's tradition in India, still now many families may be doing it. How much I don't know, in my time I also saw. Usually encourage father, mother or grandmother, encourage them. When they go, they also take them. I've seen. What Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, for them, from earlier it started, better it is, foundation becomes strong, then if at all, young age, when college going to work, maybe people may laugh at him. He may not show that much, but inside he's there. He'll carry on. Old age, strictly. Serious. So our business is to, we are not saying go back to God, not only, go back to that old system. This is our policy. Of course, adjusting with the modern life, as far as possible. But that is all. It's not necessary to study so much this, that. But I don't want to be fanatic. I want to be practical. It's not necessary. Little English, little, just to stay in this modern world, you have to know little geography, little mathematics. Bhuva said, it is not even his MA, PhD, this, that. It's no value. From spiritual standpoint, you know, Bhuva told a story. Professor, say, Calcutta. Usually in old days, he will come to Calcutta, teach in the college, British time, and then go back. His house is nearly in the outside city, because there is more healthy. City life is, you know, noise, this, that. So he's going in a boat, asking the boatman suddenly, usually he'll talk with him. Oh, boatman, you see the stars, moon, so nice, isn't it? This is called astronomy. So do you know anything about astronomy? He simply chanted, I'm a poor man. I don't go to education institution. I know nothing. I'm illiterate. What you have done? 25% you wasted your life. Like that again, he said, do you know about water? About art? What is called? Geology. Geology. You know anything? I have the same answer. I'm a literate person. How can I know? Simply chant Hare Krishna. No. 75%, something like that. He will tell. Or 50% of your life is simply wasted. They're talking like that. You cannot sit down. Professor means talking to me. Suddenly, there is a cloud. There. In Bangladesh, they say, in the big, vast divide, this side, that side, you cannot see. sun, you see a meghna. It's related, it's called meg. Meg means cloud, badal. It starts becoming bigger, extending. Suddenly high wind. And boat is tossing. What is called rocking. And what is proper English? Please, you can correct me. Don't mind. I'm not in England. So, it's out. So, okay. Sir, do you know how to swim? Oh. No. Then, I know how to swim. I'll swim across. The boat will sink. And you will also drown. What you have done? You have wasted 100% of your life. And professor remained silent. This is materialism. Prahlad Maharaj said, no, you. That's why advancement of learning. You don't know what you are. What is the use of all this knowledge? Where do you take it? If you become next life a dog, hog, or a Mickey Mouse, or an ant, or a mosquito, in the college, what will happen? One should seriously think about it. Don't discuss with common people. He says this is cock and bull story or something like that. You don't believe. You may be in darkness. A dog cat does not say, come here, listen Harikatha. Dog cat, no time. Most of people have no time. Dog is running, where is food, where is drink, where is shelter, where is sensual pleasure. We are doing the same. Only the difference is, only method, only means. He is running in four legs, you are running in four wheels, that's all. Or maybe two wheels, or one wheel, or five. The purpose is same, but it is all limited. It is not that you enjoy more eating, sleeping, sensual pleasure. So if you don't, if you misuse your life, next life you glide down the darkest region of existence. That science. No university, Harvard, Princeton, Oxford, Cambridge, where is Einstein? Nobody knows. Where is Tagore? Nobody knows. Where is Shakespeare? Nobody knows. But we know other devotees chanted Hare Krishna has gone back to Godhead to sing, dance with Krishna, having picnic. I don't know where what we want is there, those things. But at least what Krishna likes is there. Samosa, kachori, jilabi. Nice. Hare Krishna. If you are greedy, get ready and prepare yourself to become completely attached to Krishna and things related to Krishna. Make sense? Go ahead. Welcome, Singapore, Dr. Khanna. Asan de jai. There is asan there. You can take. Hush, hush. Sor mat karo. Ye Vrindavan dham hai. Na aisa dhoom macha de.
In the Vedic mantra, there is a particular type of prayer called Purusha Sukta. Generally, the demigods offer their obeisances unto Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by chanting the Purusha Sukta.
Jalati study. Harikatha Arati no different.
It is understood herein that the predominating deity of every planet can see the Supreme Lord of this universe, Brahma, whenever there is some disturbance on his planet. And Brahma can approach the Supreme Lord Vishnu, not by seeing him directly, but by standing on the shore of the ocean of milk. There is a planet within this universe called Swetadipa, and on that planet there is an ocean of milk. It is understood from various Vedic literatures.
There are other oceans there. You tell somebody there is an ocean of milk, they will believe. They will see all story. Huh? Imagination. The different other ocean there. Tell, read.
It is understood from various Vedic literatures that Just as there is the ocean of salt water on this planet, there are various kinds of oceans on other planets.
Somewhere there is an ocean of milk, somewhere there is an ocean of oil, and somewhere there are oceans of liquor and of many other types of liquids. The Purusha Sukta is the standard prayer which the demigods recite to appease the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu.
I wonder, in those ocean of ghee, oil, liquor, what inside? Can't think of, huh? Nothing, Prabhupada, my many devotee asked Prabhupada, nothing mentioned about 8 million, where is dinosaurs? So maybe another jiva. There are dinosaurs there, huh? Big reptiles, huh? Not reptiles exactly.
They are
called? Huh?
Some of them are considered reptiles, some of them are amphibians.
Amphibians. They can be in water, they can be on land.
But they are reptiles.
They are reptiles. Mm. They can walk in the water also, like frog.
Mm. Frogs are called amphibians.
Amphibians.
Water and on land.
They are like Loch Ness Monster. Huh? Yes. They say, Lake Ness is very deep. That day I was asking one, somebody is from Birmingham. I was there, not Birmingham, Scotland, Edinburgh, the highlands there. You see, there's a connection maybe with the sea, North Sea, so deep. Go ahead. In Siberia, many other places, this. They bought the skeleton of this.
The mammoth, woolly mammoth.
Mammals?
Mammoth.
The
hairy elephant.
Oh, hairy elephant. Where? Himalaya. Himalaya also.
Himalaya.
Big elephant.
I heard big elephant is too task. In Siberia they found? Himalaya also.
Himalaya, I'm not sure, but they once saw that they found this elephant with huge hair, huge size, Everything intact, even the flesh is intact.
Really? Because in the cold?
Inside the ice.
Is it fossilized?
No.
No,
it is not fossilized.
Then how will it be hair? Fossilized.
Hair and even this flesh. It may not. It can rather be said as to be mummified, like a mummy.
Oh, mummy.
How old?
Huge.
It is the last ice age. Last ice age means like.
Ice age means how many years?
Roughly a million years.
I think ice age England was under ice. Yeah.
All Europe.
Really? What about Iceland, definitely? Siberia must be. Only North Europe must be. Yeah? Spain? Ice age means how many thousand?
Ice age means last ice age was because the first. Little more than 1 million years, almost, roughly. Because they say humans appeared like 1 million years.
So 1 million means 10 lakhs.
10 lakhs.
Yeah. I don't believe something discrepancy. Lord Ramchandra's bridge is still there, and they come. This is all cheating. Some discrepancy there. Because this Lord Ramchandra bridge has been found, it's true. And they say Saraswati is a mystic, mythical. Yeah, Saraswati found by French, Pakistan, Indian scientist. Exact. It is by the Kurukshetra and passed through Kurukshetra, some part of Pakistan, some part of Rajasthan. And what Krishna said, with the 16,000 queen was coming. Along that they found the government is there. They found all these system how they can find. They say after Krishna went, 1,000 years it was there. Before Buddha, even before Christ, before Buddha, it was all right. Buddha was maybe now 3,000 years, no? Little, nearly about 3,000. Christ is 2,000. Long before it's gone. It's all there. As long as Govardhan is there, Govardhan is going down. It's supposed to be 8 kilometer length. 8 into 8, that means 16 mile, Jojon length, and 5 kilometer height. 5 into 8, 40 kilometers. If not 45 into 5, according to some, Jojon means 5 or 8. Exactly distance between sun and earth, same given. And a scientist found it right. How they found it? Without radio telescope, exactly. Prabhupada at once said, when they asked about, did they go to, what is your opinion about they going to, Prabhupada said, not possible. I don't believe. They might have gone to some other planet. If you go to the moon planet, you must go via sun. The moon is further from sun. How will you go via sun? In 3 days, no? They went 3 days. No? Some short time. Impossible. They thought that there is solar system, this planet. Now, according to Srimad, there are more there. Rahu, Ketu and few other things. Now they are saying, yes, there are more planets. Because due to the system they use, they cannot find that way. Those are dark objects. Because light system, sending light and coming back. The light is absorbed by those dark ones. So they can find. Now the other system, they are finding their other matter. They may be cheating. Now I heard 49% American don't believe they went to the moon. Go ahead.
Because he is lying on the ocean of milk, he is called Hirodakshaya Vishnu. He is the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through whom all the incarnations within the universe appear. After all the demigods offered the Purusha Sukta prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they apparently heard no response. Then Lord Brahma personally sat in meditation and there was a message transmission from Lord Vishnu to Brahma. Brahma then broadcast the message to the demigods. That is the system of receiving Vedic knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is received first by Brahma from the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the heart. As stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye, the transcendental knowledge of the Vedas was transmitted to Lord Brahma through the heart. Here also, in the same way, only Brahma could understand the message transmitted by Lord Vishnu, and he broadcast it to the demigods for their immediate action. The message was this: the Supreme Personality of Godhead would appear on the earth very soon, along with His supreme powerful potencies. And as long as He remained on the earth planet to execute His mission of annihilating the demons and...
Early days, we used to hear, every day Prabhupada is talking this with Krishna. Hey, don't go near Prabhupada's room. I heard many times. If somebody inside post something, people will ask, other duties will ask, what you do? Prabhupada want to be alone sometimes. We used to think, that any time we can take over the whole world, it's just a matter of time. Take over means all administration within the grip of ISKCON. The Prabhupada one day said, Krishna can give us, even in 18 days we can take over. But Krishna knows maybe we don't deserve it. We don't know how to use it properly. Krishna can give us. And devotees are trying to come in election, but too much into Prabhupada, it is not our business. Our business is to make everybody Krishna conscious, not take others' power, business, this and nothing. But one senator of a most superpower country said, the way Hare Krishna is increasing is like a, there is an English mathematical expression, arithmetic progression, increase like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it's called geometric progression. 1 square, 2 square, 4, 3 square, 9, 9 square, 81, 81 square, 4 square, 16, 16 square, 256, 256 square. So the way is like an epidemic. Epidemic, you know? In Surat, there's epidemic. I was going to Surat, Maharaj, don't go. What happened? Everybody, truck load of people running away. Why? There's epidemic from mouse. What is it called? Plague.
Plague.
And so many people dying. Everybody scared. Nobody want to die. Leave anybody near dear one, they run away from the city. I was thinking of going there to preach. I stopped. Maharaj, don't go. Go to other parts of Gujarat. There's a Bengali saying, Chacha apun pran bacha. First save yourself, then you save others. And I will say, we don't know how to swim. Going to jump? To save others? Oh! So that. This thing. Hold! Otherwise, both you drown. He will hold yours, you will hold in such a tightly. They show drama like that in New York. Help! Help! What happened? What happened? I'm in danger, I'm falling. Come, everybody. I was saying, please, everybody. Now he's telling how to help. Please, everybody say, Hare Krishna. Oh, this guy, Hare Krishna. He comes. Otherwise, they cannot arrest their attention. They know these guys are various means of making religion. Hare Krishna. They do drama. Very funny. Not only in New York, many places dude used to do one day. And everybody laughs like even police. Oh, these Hare Krishna guys. Probably. Help, help. In the office, everybody go. Then they do. Fall down in the street. Help, help. Come, what happened? They try to arrest their attention, take away their attention, won't tell actually what they want. If they know, then they'll go out. That means, hey, don't waste my time. Some or other people say, Jena Tena Prakayana, by any means, hook or by crook, bring people to Krishna consciousness. Make them chant Hare Krishna, make them take prasad. He'll get some very. People may be annoyed with us, but they like us. Many people like us. Still, many people say, where have you been so long? You don't chant Hare Krishna. You used to see a very joyful face. All these boys, girls.
The message was this. The Supreme Personality of Godhead would appear on the earth very soon, along with His supreme powerful potencies. And as long as He remained on the earth's planet to execute His mission of annihilating the demons and establishing the devotees, the demigods should also remain there to assist Him. They should all immediately take birth in the family of the Yadu dynasty, wherein the Lord would also appear in due course of time. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Krishna, would personally...
What happened to you? He won't tell at all. He'll round over to a talk. So that he's taking his time. Then give them, find this. Oh, Hare Krishna. Why can't you take my time? He likes drama. really living drama that is. I like that. We saw many places devotee doing that. Because people don't give time. Very interesting.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Krishna, would personally appear as the son of Vasudeva. Before His appearance, all the demigods, along with their wives, should appear in different pious families in the world, just to assist the Lord in executing His mission. The exact word used here is Tat Priyartham, which means the demigods should appear on the earth in order to please the Lord.
This is very important. We have to think when you are confused that what scripture said. How will I know that what line of action I will take? Sometimes we are confused what scripture says, what guru says, what sadhu says. Then as far as our intelligence will think, what will please Krishna? We will go that direction. Accordingly, we make our decision. Because, you know, making decision is very difficult. Yes?
Yes.
For everybody. Even Gandhi, even Einstein. What do you think? What will please Krishna? Think like that. As far as your intelligence goes, accordingly, make decision in that direction. Tat Priyartham. Will that please Krishna?
The exact word used here is Tat Priyartham.
Even the whole world is saying something, but Krishna says something different. Most of the people will make decision in favor of most of the people saying. But one who does in favor of Krishna, what Krishna is saying in that direction, is Uttama Bhakti, that is high class, highest, topmost class of devotee. He doesn't care what the whole world says. What Krishna says. Krishna is correct. He is God. Others, all of them. Even the goat, they have got a leader. He is going all goat way. The most of the people are like that. Most of the people are like that. They ignore him. But Krishna can be any. He is God. He is perfectly perfect. He is perfectly perfect. How much you may be, material estimation or spiritual. You have some defects. You are not God. Not God. Somebody says you are God, Prabhupada said, you are not God. You are came near to Prabhupada, said, you are just the opposite. You are D-O-G, dog. Not God. Then he again went back. University student.
The Priyartham, which means the demigods should appear on the earth in order to please the Lord.
Please the Lord.
In other words, any living entity who lives only to satisfy the Lord is a demigod. The demigods were further informed that Ananta, the plenary portion of Lord Krishna, who is maintaining the universal planets by extending his millions of hoods, would also appear on earth before Lord Krishna's appearance. They were also informed that the external potency of Vishnu, Maya, with whom all the conditioned souls are enamored, would also appear by the order of the Supreme Lord, just to execute His purpose. After instructing and pacifying all the demigods, as well as Bhumi, with sweet words, Lord Brahma, the father of all Prajapatis, or progenitors of the universal population, departed for his own abode, the highest material planet called Brahmaloka. The leader of the Yadu dynasty, King Surasen, was ruling over the country known as Mathura, wherein lies the city of Mathura, as well as the district known as Surasen, which was named after him. On account of the rule of King Surasen, Mathura became the capital city of all the kings of the Yadus. Mathura was also made the capital of the kings of the Yadu dynasty because the Yadus were a very pious family and knew that Mathura is the place where Lord Sri Krishna lives eternally, just as he also lives in Dwarka. Once upon a time, Vasudev, the son of Surasen, just after marrying Devaki, was going home on his chariot with his newly wedded wife. The father of Devaki, known as Devaka, had contributed a sufficient dowry because he was very affectionate toward his daughter. He had contributed hundreds of chariots completely decorated with gold equipment. At that time, Kansa, the son of Ugrasen, in order to please his sister Devaki, had voluntarily taken the reins of the horses of Vasudeva's chariot and was driving. According to the custom of the Vedic civilization, when a girl is married, the brother takes the sister and brother-in-law to their home, because the newly married girl may feel too much separation from her father's family. The brother goes with her until she reaches her father-in-law's house. The full dowry contributed by Devaka was as follows: 400 elephants fully decorated with golden garlands, 15,000 decorated horses, and 1,800 chariots. He also arranged for 200 beautiful girls to follow his daughter. The Kshatriya system of marriage, still current in India, dictates that when a Kshatriya is married, a few dozen of the bride's young girlfriend, in addition to the bride, go to the house of the king. The followers of the queen are called maid servants, but actually they act as friends of the queen. This practice is prevalent from time immemorial, traceable at least to the time before the advent of Lord Krishna 5,000 years ago. So Vasudev brought home another 200 beautiful girls along with his wife Devaki. While the bride and bridegroom were passing along on the chariot, there were different kinds of musical instruments playing to indicate the auspicious moment. There were consoles, bugles, drums and kettle drums. Combined together, they were vibrating a nice concert. The procession was passing very pleasingly and Kansa was driving the chariot, when suddenly there was a miraculous sound vibrated from the sky, which especially announced to Kansa, "Kansh, you are such a fool. You are driving the chariot of your sister and your brother-in-law, but you do not know that the eighth child of this sister will kill you." Kansh was the son of Ugrasen of the Bhoj dynasty. It is said that Kansh was the most demoniac of all the Bhoj dynasty kings. Immediately after hearing the prophecy from the sky, he caught hold of Devaki's hair and was just about to kill her with his sword. Vasudev was astonished at Kansa's behavior, and in order to pacify the cruel, shameless brother-in-law, he began to speak as follows with great reason and evidence. He said, "My dear brother-in-law Kansa, you are the most famous king of the Bhoj dynasty, and people know that you are the greatest warrior and a valiant king. How is it that you are so infuriated that you are prepared to kill a woman who is your own sister at this auspicious time of her marriage?"
What is infuriated?
Angry.
Getting angry.
"Why should you be so much afraid of death? Death is already born along with your birth. From the very day you took your birth, you began to die. Suppose you are 25 years old, that means that you have already died 25 years. Every moment, every second you are dying. Why then should you be so much afraid of death? Final death is inevitable. You may die either today or in 100 years. You cannot avoid death. Why should you be so much afraid? Actually, death means annihilation of the present body. As soon as the present body stops functioning and mixes with the five elements of material nature, the living entity within the body accepts another body according to his present actions and reactions. It is just like when a man walks on the street. He puts forward his foot, and when he is confident that his foot is situated on sound ground, he lifts the other foot. In this way, one after another, the bodies change and the soul transmigrates.
Sometimes we say, our death we are experiencing. Okay, just like sleeping. So it is like sleeping for some time, till you take another body. You wake up with another body. The gross way, only subtle part that. Everybody's case is not same. Just like when you're sleeping, Prabhupada said, it's like a flying a kite. You're deep sleep, one is awake, one is dreaming, that is fall asleep. There is a deep sleep. When you are sleeping and dreaming, it's like a flying a kite. Your subtle body lifts and roam in a realm where your attachment is. That's how you see different dreams. Dreams are nothing but what you desire. Or sometime you have seen a tree, you have seen a mountain, you have seen some gold, you may see a gold mountain. So it is all like a, you said, like a, suppose there is a pond over there. And the bed of the pond, under the water, so many things lying, it fell. Now, some or other, there is the agitation of the water, and things come down at random, paper, this, that. So sometimes dream is also like that. Many things come, which you can never think of. You think, I am flying. It could be some life you are like that, you are flying. You may be flying some life, you see all this. This is the explanation, Prabhupada said. I think science cannot explain all this.
They cannot explain sleep.
Huh?
Science cannot explain even sleep.
They cannot explain sleep.
See how the plant worms change from one twig to another so carefully. Similarly, the living entity changes his body as soon as the higher authorities decide on his next body.
Anybody can say some stupa regarding this? Sachana acharam.
Ketuna anila kante.
Jagat bhi
paripartate.
Everybody? Maya adhyakshena.
Maya adhyakshena.
Prakriti.
Prakriti.
Suyate.
Suyate.
Sachana acharam.
Sachana acharam.
Hetu
nanena
kaunteya
jagat
hi parivartate. Anybody can say? Let me say.
Maya adakshena prakriti hi
suyate
sacharacharam
hetu
nanena kaunteya
jagat bhi parivartate.
You should know, when you go back, you should remember all this important sloka. I gave some of them. Each chapter or some of the sloka, Prabhupada often quotes. You're meditating on their meaning and the purport. You are meditating on Krishna. You understand? You may be cooking, but you can think of something. Mind so many things, otherwise nonsense thing will come, non-Krishna. That's not very good. You see? Idle brain, devil's workshop. You don't think of Krishna, something else will come. And that is destroying your consciousness.
As long as a living entity is conditioned within this material world, he must take material bodies one after another. His next particular body is offered by the laws of nature according to the actions and reactions of this life.
All of you here in ISKCON, you must have past life done, some Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada stayed one place, Prabhupada's disappearance of his Guru Maharaj, did you ever know me? Did I ever know you? Did you ever see me? Did I ever see you? It is all arranged by Krishna. We are all got together and pushing on Lord Chaitanya's message, Krishna's message, all these things. These all arranged by the Lord, our Acharya. They are watching. They saw past life what you did, and again put them together. When you are working together, like a family, one family, how we are doing this thing? We cannot understand, fathom it. But these all arranged. Because you did something, Krishna is giving me again chance. You are most fortunate soul. So what you are doing now, again we will do this thing. If you are incomplete. Again we get together, born different place, again get together somewhere, again push on. If you are incomplete. We may be again going back to the spiritual world, again have another issue on purpose. Very nice. Play with Krishna, sing with Krishna, Radharani. And having nice picnic. Eating together samosa kachori, gulab jam like Madhu Mangal. Stealing Krishna's ladu. So nice and have a lot of fun. If you believe this is the reality. This is a dream. Because this is day dream and night dream. But our case is not a dream. This is with Krishna. This is reality. Others, this is just dream. Dream in a sense is not false. It's temporary. Just like yesterday, now it is a dream. Now, I was in England, maybe some 40 years back. Something like that. He said to me, dream, though I still say, I know after this station, this, Ilford, Melford, Southend, Mylan, what? Same. But he said, dream. He said, temple is gone. Past is dead.
This body is exactly like one of the bodies which we always see in dreams. During our dream of sleep, we create so many bodies according to mental creation. We have seen gold and we have also seen a mountain. So in a dream, we can see a golden mountain by combining the two ideas. Sometimes in dreams, we
but
see...
Two doctors. What psychology? You study also psychology little apart? No. But psychotherapy or psychology is still not very advanced science as far as I know. I have got students, a master degree psychology. So the Rozak test is all speculation. German, Rozak. So many strange things, they show you picture and say how you feel seeing this impression in your mind, what it comes to your mind. Different person, different thing.
Sometimes in dreams, we see that we have a body which is flying in the sky, and at that time, we completely forget our present body. Similarly, these bodies are changing. When you have one body, you forget the past body. During a dream, we may make contact with so many new kinds of bodies, but when we are awake, we forget them all. And actually, these material bodies are the creations of our mental activities. But at the present moment, we do not recollect our past bodies. The nature of the mind is flickering. Sometimes it accepts something and immediately it rejects the same thing. Accepting and rejecting is the process of the mind in contact with the five objects of sense gratification.
So who will tell what is the function of mind?
Accepting and rejecting.
Other than that.
Thinking,
feeling and willing. He must be thinking a lot, I think, otherwise he can't tell. Thinking, feeling and willing. But when you think for Krishna, will for Krishna, for the pleasure, feeling and feel for Krishna, separation, that is perfection. You don't? No, not perfection. Again, thinking. But thinking, that is Krishna Bhavana. That is perfection. Should you always think of Krishna? What Krishna says? Most confidential?
No.
Manmana
bhava. Everybody. Manmana bhava. Madhvakto.
Madhvakto.
Maddaji.
Maddaji.
Mam. Namaskaru.
Namaskaru.
Mamoi vesyachi.
Mamoi vesyachi.
Satyante.
Satyante.
Pratijani.
Pratijani.
Piyoshime.
Piyoshime.
sarvadharman
sarvadharman
parityajya
parityajya
mamekam
mamekam
saranam braja
saranam braja
aham tam
aham tam
sarva
papebhyo
mukshayishami
mukshayishami
ma shuchah
ma shuchah.
Which chapter who will tell? Raise hand quick.
55,
66. What verse? Yeah, don't tell me. I don't know. Go ahead. Shall we continue? You like it?
Yes.
Okay. Encore. Everybody likes. If you like this, means you like Krishna. If you like to know more, then we are getting more and more interested in Krishna consciousness. This is a good sign.
Accepting and rejecting is the process of the mind in contact with the five objects of sense gratification.
What is five objects of sense gratification? Who can tell? Root, rasa, gandha, sparsha, shabda. You have five sense and a sense object. Easy to remember. Everybody understood? Not everybody is saying yes. You and viewers. Everybody is saying yes?
Yes.
Let me see who is saying it. Hey, Asim, bolo. Ek bola nahi. Sab bola? Among the ladies, who will tell? Who is there? Visakha. Right.
Okay.
In English? English, what's
the word?
He's reading.
The
touch, sound.
Form. Taste, smell, sound, and touch. Everybody got it?
Some become victims. Okay. From a long, you know, some of them, very strong sense power, you know, smelling. You see, in the, you go to the airport. Dog is coming. I say, puppy dog. I say, hey, why? Some guy, like a demoniac. Hey, why are you doing our dog like that? Why are you disturbing a dog? Is it not very auspicious? What? Auspicious? What is your passport? Can I see your passport, sir? Where are you coming from? From India. Now coming from Fiji. What is your business here? I mean, Hare Krishna, I'm going to. So, what is your address? I see. Where do you live? Here? And go? How long will you stay? I see. You know, this is our dog. We test him. Some guy is carrying something illegal. So he's checking. Why you disturb him? Well, we are not used to. Okay, you can go. The dog is very sensitive. Also fish. They're saying if you put something, masala, they like many ants, egg or something, and put that and for a long distance. And fish come. Oh! He is hooked. Death now. Not finished. So, some deer, he is very pleasing to his ear. Some play music. The technique there, he doesn't know. And he is going to drawn to, he is just like somebody is pulled by the ear. Somebody is pulled by the nose. They pull by the tongue. Like that, like that. Different example given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Thus, we are in a net, as it says. Sarira Abhidhaj, our body, is like a net. And we are caught in that net. How much you may be, some guy may be 8 years old, she's very attached to sensual pleasure. Going to nightclub, watching all nonsense. And somebody is telling to Guru, my grandpa is still going to get married. I say, see, so sensual. In next life, I don't know what he will become. Going to nightclub, giving me big bill, $50. See, how much? My God. At the dead of night, somebody went to, in a, some, one is not daytime, maybe Atlantic City, world famous place, Las Vegas. Once looked like a big rabbit or a Mickey Mouse. Hey, what is all this? Come here. Keep only $50. $10, you get $100. I'm a monk, Baba. Why are you telling me this? I'm a monk. Where you come from? This is the dead of night, 12 o'clock. This is Las Vegas. All you building you are seeing, these are all nightclub.
Casino.
Casino. You went? Now you have to say.
I was passing by.
Yeah. I was at 12 o'clock, 12 to 1. My bus stop. Yeah, I'm taking a fresh air, little shaking of my hand. Suddenly from the darkness, some little careful, a young girl. What do you want? You can spend $10, you can have $100. This is gambling. You mean gambling? Doesn't matter, it's $10 you can spend. Come here and pay $100. I see. Look, I'm a monk. Please don't disturb me. I'm a monk. Why you come to me? I don't have my own money. This is Las Vegas. Why you? What you are doing here, you monk? I am passing through. Okay, okay. And she's gone then. One night, 12 to 1 o'clock. Like that. So everybody's hooked up. Had I been a not monk, I'd be hooked. Everybody like gambling. Oh, $10, okay. Then get $100. Drinking and other things there, then you spend money. She's trying to bring in as a customer. He's bringing, okay. These are business. Big dress, put on like a rabbit, a mouse, to attract attention. Huge. Suddenly I got. And so, Prabhupada said like that, Rup, Ras, Gandha, Sparsha, Shabda, we get attracted and forget time and everything, forget Krishna. And even we face inevitable, we are caught up and die. But before that, we become Krishna conscious. Right? By smell, samosa, cooking, prasad, let's go. That is good. We are going towards Krishna. Yes? Though it is, when I saw today, I was doing diti, arati, you might have seen, noontime. Again, Mahaj, you have to do arati. But it is easy to remember Krishna. So, sometimes Radharani Krishna, sometimes Govinda Krishna, morning also, Mangala, Bhupal Mahasaya. So much. Well, these boys, you know, they think I'm taking on this. No, yeah, they can't. Yeah. So I'm seeing big cake, patrang puspang kekang. Look, record. Then we go to that loka where you can enjoy bija, you'll ask. Better not go. And I see ladu, samosa. Very good. Give me. Huge offering to Prabhupada, though it is near Gauni time. More and more coming. Maharaj is not being offered. Can you please offer? As I will see, go on. No end to it. So many. Did you get anything?
No.
I don't know where they distribute. They're supposed to get all devotees, I think. So many varieties of things.
Where is the management?
In Krishna Balaram Hall.
They gave.
But
if you are intelligent, one of them said, Maharaj, I'll be serving.
And, oh, yes.
He's intelligent.
Right.
You go and take prasad. No? No Mataji, Prabhupada's disciple there?
Yes. No, we are allowed to serve.
Oh, yeah. Really? Who said you?
Yeah, we were.
That is intelligent, I think.
You sleep inside.
But I'm sure they won't distribute them. These are all cold, you know. Better eat hot. No? Okay. Prabhupada used to say that. You want, like, samosa koji, offer to Krishna. And then take. Very nice. But you becoming Krishna conscious, also enjoying.
In its speculative way, the mind comes in touch with the objects of sense gratification. And when the living entity desires a particular type of body, he gets it. Therefore, the body is an offering by the laws of material nature.
No, something bad, they still, Prabhupada says, really to appreciate. Someone, too much sensual pleasure. So there are birds like that. Next life will become sparrow. Every 1 hour, 3 times, sensual pleasure, highest. Or dove, or maybe dog, or maybe here monkey. So the monkey, they're sexually very strong. Those who want, I remember as a little boy, I see, there's an eagle. I see, what is this old man taking? I understand. He says, hey, stay away from here. What is that? Can I have little?
It's like a strong, concentrated, honey-like thing, maybe fruit juice. It is called medicine. It makes even an old man become like a young, strong man. So even I see he's taking a few spoons. I said, give us one drop. When he's gone. Oh! Yeah, it's strong. You can understand this rascal might sometime take it. Then when I grew up, going to some Bangladesh preaching, there is one Ayurvedic medicine. They make Kundeshwari. They Prabhupada's all disciples, Jayapataka Maharaj, me, and his mother, that man died, shot, dead by the Pakistani army. His sons are there, his wife is there, almost invited, he's called leader. So sometime I go, his wife cooks, his son says, Maharaj, you like this? I say, this is medicine. In one sense, it's medicine. Another says, these are all wine. These are like wine, you know. But it's like if somebody's weak, take little one spoonful, it's very strong.
The living entity accepts a body and comes out again into the material world to enjoy or suffer according to the construction of the body. Unless we have a particular type of body, we cannot enjoy or suffer according to our mental proclivities inherited from the previous life. The particular type of body is actually offered to us according to our mental condition at the time of death. The luminous planets like the sun, moon, or stars reflect themselves in different types of reservoirs like water, oil, or ghee. The reflection moves according to the movement of the reservoir. The luminous planets like the sun, moon, or stars reflect themselves in different types of reservoirs like water, oil, or ghee. The reflection moves according to the movement of the reservoir. The reflection of the moon is on the water, and on the moving water makes the moon also appear to be moving, but actually the moon is not moving. Similarly, by mental concoction, the living entity attains different kinds of bodies, although actually he has no connection with such bodies. But on account of illusion, being enchanted by the influence of Maya, the living entity thinks that he belongs to a particular type of body. That is the way of conditioned life. Suppose a living entity is now in a human form of body. He thinks that he belongs to the human community or a particular country or particular place. He identifies himself in that way and unnecessarily prepares for another body which is not required by him. Such desires and mental concoction are the cause of different types of bodies. The covering influence of material nature is so strong that the living entity is satisfied in whatever body he gets, and he identifies with that body with great pleasure.
Why? Because past life he did that sort of consciousness and activity. So he is put into that body. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna said, Mayadhyakta, I direct, Prakriti. And Prakriti, Shwate, he puts him in womb of that type of body. And so that he became, and thereby fulfilling his desire. Whatever subtler cause. So he is doing all nonsense, eating anything in dirty places, hawk's body. And though he is a hawk's body, he thinks, I am happy. So once Brahma said, Indra, you are there, now you become a hawk. Indra is just like a post, just like a prime minister's, different person. The one who qualifies, he's put in that place. So Brahma find no person qualified. One time, this happened. So he thought, maybe bring the ex Indra. So he went, what is ex Indra? Oh, he's there. Indra, what is it? Indra, who are you? Then he enlightened Chaitanya. No, I am pretty happy here. You see, I have got a chubby body. Here many people in India will find they eat butter, cheese and ghee. They are walking in the park to reduce the fat. Jogging or doing asan. You go to Delhi, you go to, I have seen park, Bombay, Hyderabad, Calcutta. Understand? And then this thing actually, see my wife is there, she has also a chubby body. I have got 6 children, I am pretty happy. But then he's trying it like he saw I require him, so see, then he forced, that he's forced to leave, see, so that he become not his attachment cut off. He said he's called guru. Guru means heavy. Suppose you are tied up with so many ropes, 1, 2 rope together, stronger, 3 rope together, stronger. The 3 rope is more of passion, ignorance and goodness. For our case, for animal case is different. They are called poshu. Human being is also poshu. This is very deep though. All of us are poshu. Lord is called Pashupati. So, gross sense, poshu means animal, beast. Huh? They don't know all these things. You tell, he don't understand. Come here, we tell our Bhagavad Gita. He'll go away to eat something. Enjoy. Eating, sleeping, mating, different. Eating, sleeping. 99.9% people are like that. Only maybe those who are interested in reading Bhagavad Gita, they are tied up with more of passion. That is subtle. Go beyond, become bhakta, the spiritual plane. So Prabhupada says, at least come in a mode of goodness. Otherwise, I say, oh, I have got nice wife. I look chubby body, I'm enjoying the body. And I enjoy my children, I love my children. Everybody is like that. Maybe he is just 4 legs, we are 2 legs. That's the difference. Whether I am brahmachari, whether I am sannyasi, I am X, Y, Z, doesn't matter. You have to come back again. Even if you have got iota of attachment to anything, even in the post of Brahma, what to speak of sannyasi, this, that. Again come back, become Brahma. So, Brahma says, I have to get somebody qualified. Kill his most attached wife. Then children. He went bad. Then he got children, he's crying. Oh, my wife gone. My sweetheart. My sugar. My honey. Nobody is sugar. Nobody is honey. Oh, Basi, this is temporary. One second, Krishna. Finish. According to her karma, see, you didn't know her, she didn't know you, cut up. One should always think of Krishna and also always think of death inevitable. Any moment, all your dream, kick the all pot and finish. You want to kick your wife? Now see what happened. Don't kick wife. So, cut up. So spiritual leader means he's like a very heavy. Then this can be cut out. Yeah, now do you think I am very intelligent? Materially you may be very intelligent. More materially you are intelligent, if you spiritual life not properly doing, you are spiritually fool number one. You are nutcase, spiritually speaking. You are digging your own grave of spiritual life. Digging the grave of our spiritual life. You think of Krishna, and you think of inevitable, any moment you might have to face. And all your dream, my wife, my son, my daughter, my bank balance, my car, Audi, finish, you cut off. You are one, somewhere gone, where are all these things? So, better every moment for the pleasure of Krishna. But everybody thinks, I am more clever. You don't know, you cannot be more clever than Krishna. Never. Better follow Krishna. That is real intelligence. Better remain a fool to Krishna. What is the plan? That is real intelligence. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Otherwise, it will be too late then. It is better late than never. It will be too late to correct. Don't be too intelligent. No. Make sense? Any question? Any comment? Any question? Comment?
The covering influence of...
Arjuna. From the bush.
Yeah, of course. Because you think, you talk less and think more. That's good one saying.
But think of Krishna. What do you think, what I say? Is it meaningful? Anybody else? Among the ladies? Tikka? What Dr. Kannan said? Is it meaningful? You cannot try. Some may say, doctor, please, let me live 5 more years. I have got so much to do. Plan. Not even 5 seconds you can assure him. Can you? You can't. In other words, there is a controller. That is Krishna.
The covering influence of material nature is so strong that the living entity is satisfied in whatever body he gets, and he identifies with that body with great pleasure. Therefore, I beg to request you not to be overwhelmed by the dictation of your mind and body. Vasudev thus requested Kamsa not to be envious of his newly married sister. One should not be envious of anyone, because envy is the cause of fear, both in this world and in the next.
When your devotee is free, Vaishnava is free from enviousness.
Material world means enviousness. He cannot see others good. He is progressing so much. He cannot, inside he is burning. No? This is material world. A spiritual world, somebody progressing. He appreciates, it's very good. He did so much. This is sadhu. So sadhu is very rare. So mahatma, sudurlabha, is rare. Tell me, how many devotees are there in terms of percentage of human population in this earth? Very few. May not be 0.1%, I think. Huh? What do you think? Anybody can tell? What percentage could be? Nothing. Unfortunate. At least you won't glide down to hog, dog, cat. Cat, rat, Mickey Mouse. Komodo.
One should not be envious of anyone, because envy is the cause of fear both in this world and in the next, when one is before Yamaraj, the Lord of punishment after death. Vasudev appealed to Kamsa on behalf of Devaki, stating that she was his younger sister. He also appealed at an auspicious moment, at the time of marriage. A younger sister or brother is supposed to be protected as one's child. The position is overall so delicate, Vasudev reasoned, that if you kill her, it will go against your high reputation. In this way, Vasudev tried to pacify Kamsa by good instruction as well as by philosophical discrimination.
Also,
but
I think Manu Samhita, old people, baby,
women.
A woman should not be killed. They can give other type of punishment. A Brahmin should not be killed.
Cow.
But I think nobody, some people don't bother about, they still kill. Some country, chop. Chopping the head, Atanian, the guillotine.
Okay.
And Princess Anne, somewhere in England. They also sometimes. Many country in some civilization, I heard, if the child is born, they kill the woman. Yes? Greek, many other, maybe here also.
Child,
when you are born, is born not male, female, kill.
In China, in India also.
Or India also. And if you are, some kind, if you are crippled, kill. You see, you won't be strong, then kill. Greece, I think. Even before Christ, they used to do this.
Yeah.
Rome? No.
No.
Caesar's time?
Mycenae, yeah. Greece.
Kshatriya.
Kshatriya,
they was doing like that. They think what is a disturbance to the society. Even nowadays they hide, keep them in some house, no?
Sparta. Negative. Sparta.
Huh? Sparta.
Spartani was doing this.
But India also. And the slavery?
Yeah, also was there.
India also there, no?
But Kangsha was not to be pacified because his association
children
was...
Children also become slave. Slaves, children become slave. Yes.
Yeah, that was automatic, like caste system.
Really?
In Rome yeah. Empire and Greece Empire.
When America, they stopped this thing, what about other countries? When they stopped? No. Nothing.
In Europe, after the Greece Empire, after no more.
No.
There was no more
discussed.
After
Jesus
Christ.
Yeah.
After Christ, no. What a long back.
Yeah.
2000.
But Kangsha was not to be pacified because his association was demoniac. Because of his demoniac association, he was a demon, although born in a very high royal family. A demon never cares for any good instruction. He is just like
See? See, many people don't care scripture. Your Shastra Bidhing would sit those who don't care for it, they don't care for. They don't know what is to be done, not to be done. Just go by the whims. This is Asura's symptom. He won't care for scripture. Say. It's a dogma, huh?
Dogma.
He wants to go by reason. I don't know, they cannot decide. One China, one girl, young girl, she was in coma for 14 years. They don't know what to do with her. She's still alive, but she doesn't know. If they ask people, they cannot make decision. Prabhupada says coma means, some cases means, even the Jamaduta, they cannot resolve. He did so many things, she did good, she did bad. So they find it very complicated to resolve what decision they will take, her or him. Many people, many big politicians sometimes in coma. Nowadays many people are in coma. Some comes to life, some die. I saw somebody, 7 days coma. Fell down from making rot. We all went there. And I find it looked like almost dead. And I'm going there and touching. The nurse say, "You feel Maharaj warm?" Everybody's not alive. I say, "Yeah." That means he's alive. We think it that way. He is, he's called artificial respiratory. So that artificially he is breathing. He is given by a machine. That means you feel he is warm, that means he is alive. His body looks almost dead. Almost not, like there is no defect from there. I think if I cut, he may not feel also.
Depressed level of consciousness.
Deep level of?
Depressed consciousness.
Depressed consciousness. Huh, Kanan? Marshal Tito. Tel Aviv, Prime Minister, I think Sharon, he was also in coma. Many people nowadays stay in coma, intensive unit. I saw so many guys. And some of them, nurse said, you see there, look at it, some may come up to consciousness, some may not die. Sometimes doctor cannot decide now what to do.
A demon never cares for any good instruction. He is just like a determined thief. One can give him moral instruction, but it will not be effective. Similarly, those who are demoniac or atheistic by nature.
If there is no God, he can do whatever he like.
Yeah.
That is their actual. Why they work like that thing. But a saintly person, because of his devotional activity, he at least is convinced, he's being watched, he's been heard. So even he is in a lonely place, he won't do something sinful easily. Depending on how much he has realized that he's been seen, he's being heard. Tadasarvata pani pada okishira mukham sudim loke sabvattam abhitta tishtadi. his hand, legs, feet are everywhere. More one become make advancement, more you can see. So he can face even death, but he will chant Hare Krishna. No, okay, kill him, kill me. He will pray to Krishna, whatever happens. No, he is being watched. You see my point? Like that, this happened. When the Mughals came, somebody said, you may become Muslim, otherwise we will kill you. Living, I mean, buried alive. He doesn't care. He said, no, I don't take Muslim religion. And they buried him alive, still there. The place is there. I read in history, in Punjab. Many people, or kill me, okay, kill. He is praying to the Lord and die. They are also adamant, he is also adamant, because he has got faith.
Similarly, those who are demoniac or atheistic by nature can hardly assimilate any good instruction, however authorized it may be. That is the difference between demigods and demons. Those who can accept good instruction,
that guy, what is he, Colonel Saunders or what, you know, with glasses, look like a chicken and so many, red rooster or what?
KFC. Kentucky.
Kentucky. Yeah. In a glass case showing red rooster, all taking out inside stuff, roasting. Devotee said, Prabhupada, we asked him, take one magazine, he won't give a penny. He already looked like he's in a wheelchair. Throughout the world, so many. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, what will happen? Prabhupada said, as many chicken is cut in his, so many throughout the world. He has to take but that many times. He said, it will be done. No escape. Everybody cannot escape his karma. Save and accept one who is practicing Krishna consciousness. Krishna will consider. He will adjust something. This is important to know practically. We are hearing very good. We should know the negative side also a little, so that you don't do this thing. You cannot escape your karma. But if you carry on doing devotion, so love and devotion, Krishna will consider and square it up, minimize it. Sabhava said, you are shaving, might even in some life you cut somebody's throat. You are supposed to, your throat will be cut. Baba, you cannot escape. But you are doing devotional service, doing so much good to others, and he didn't do anything to you, but you are doing a lot of service, then Krishna will consider, you are shaving it, maybe, on the man, woman's Christian. Suddenly, cut, I'm bleeding, but you narrowly escape, maybe, narrowly escape death. May not be that much. That like a Prabhupada said, I think Prabhupada said, father, mother sometimes reject son, or daughter, I don't know. And he's out. Romra is, I stand on my feet, I don't care. Father, my daddy, fatty, old man. That is the way they think nowadays, yeah? Go to old man's home. So they think, oh, I know more, I stand on my feet, I have got my dream, ambition, I will, nice house, sweetheart, honey, children, car, this, that. Then one day he comes, he is miserable, he is in melancholy, penniless, no home, no near and dear one. Maybe go back to mother or father. Daddy, I did this, mommy, I am sorry, I apologize. Whatever you say, I do. In India, in such case, I don't know, West, I think they do. Go home, go back to, do your work, this, that, and maybe little rebuke him, rascal, don't go this time anymore, okay? That's all, it's nothing for a son to hear something, chastisement from father or mother, and they don't give it. It's like that, Prabhupada. If temporary father, mother, after, out of millions of life can do, what Krishna will do, you can think of. Krishna is so kind. He always thinking, when we'll go back to Krishna, Prabhupada said, Krishna is always waiting, when this boy will come back to me. But we think, yeah, I'm going, but actually maybe superfluous, deep within our heart, we have got attachment here. Anything, either gross or subtle, all of us, my country, my home, sweet home, this, that, is nothing. It's like a pot, potter. Potter's dream. Any moment, one time, there's hardly any time, then you can rectify. You find you kicked your all pot, all your dream gone, now you are facing the inevitable. Within a second, now you have to make decision what to do. You can now rectify. It is better late than never. Better always practice Krishna consciousness every moment. Ultimately you will find your future sublime, bright as you can ever think of. That is what Prabhupada said. You think I know more than Prabhupada, than you. Natke. I may be wrong, I may be right. Prabhupada cannot be wrong. His guru cannot be wrong. Don't try to excel him anyway. You can't excel him. They are liberated soul. They can see past, present and your future like an X-ray of what is within your head and see. I remember I told one physics teacher is showing X-ray, seeing everything. Look, Milan, come here. I say, sir, if you go to your head. He start laughing. Your head? But nowadays I heard when I got doing something, the CT scan, you lie down. Or MRI, you see? They're showing everything different section. I ask, can you please explain? And neither she smiles to me, neither I don't know what is a very grave or something. What is the situation? Her reaction, you don't understand. Because doctor knows if I react and he will know, serious case, dangerous for the patient. And so my well wishers are saying, we have to go now. Where? Hospital. Where, sir? They could understand. What doctor said? The nurse said, the operating machine. Doctor will tell you. He's like an official. You cannot know. She won't tell. Even doctor is not telling. A man went inside. He said, let's go. Where? Go to the hospital. Buy ticket. Bring my goods there. Otherwise, no, you cannot go to house. Now the airport, bring ticket. No. You are not allowed to fly in plane, neither in car. Only for one purpose, come. Then I could understand. You have to face the inevitable. Now decide. Chant Hare Krishna. And Krishna is kind, send you everything. Water for Ganga. Water for Jamuna. Charan Tulsi from Vrindavan, Charan Tulsi from Ekchaka, Charan Tulsi from Mayapur. Everything is there. If Krishna desires, everything comes. You desire? That also. This is spiritual world. Chintamani, Prakashadmas, Kalpa Viksha Laksha, Suravi, Palana. Simply have the eyes to see. We have to come from that place. We have to surrender. We can release this. Which Goswami released. You have got at least little greed, maybe one day you can. Otherwise, externally you are seeing, nice, garden, oh, well, let's go. Not more. But if Krishna is pleased, open the Yogamaya curtain and see. Oh, it's another world. Whatever you desire, how is fulfilled? I thought my friend, 30 years ago I saw him. I wish I can see him. And he is here. How come he came? He can't explain. Hare, I desire him at once. He's there. It's not possible. He starts thinking something. This is spiritual world, Mayapur. Non-different from the spiritual. Whatever you desire, at once, realize. Or maybe little later. Read. At once, Jogamaya. For so long time, dang, dang, dang. And forget. Forget.
Those who can
again eating, sleeping, mating, sleeping, mating.
Those who can accept good instruction and try to live their lives in that way
are called demigods, and those who are unable to take such good instruction are called demons.
Karan, it is meaningful. You are coming, you are fine, it is nice. Haribam, it is nice. But mother is saying, why don't you come? You get there. Grandpa is here, he likes you so much.
Don't go there. How old is he, your grandfather?
87.
87?
97.
Wow.
I saw he's quite good, healthy. Last time. Yeah. Every grandfather, like my grandfather, also like, but don't go. Come to Krishna. Huh?
Failing in his attempt to pacify Kamsa, Vasudeva wondered how he would protect his wife Devaki. When there is imminent danger, an intelligent person should try to avoid the dangerous position as far as possible.
Okay, you like this.
But if, in spite of endeavoring by all intelligence,
8:30. Today maybe.
Somebody can talk to you. 8:15.
Go to somebody. Savat.
It's 8:15.
Savat.
Savat.
So it's 8:15.
Up to 8:15.
Right, so we can go up to 8 and then go there.
Yeah.
Or you can you can give lamp to the Balaram house.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Go ahead. How many pages?
Just one more page.
One more page. Okay, finish.
Two or three pages.
3 pages, how long?
Up to 8.
Okay, tomorrow we'll do some. Shall we encore? What do you like? Give lamp or hear Krishna Katha?
Yeah,
Krishna Katha.
Tapta Jivanam. What is that? Very nice. They are chanting there, you see. All packed up the hall. Now, yesterday doing Jaya Radhe. This is very favorite. I like that. Very nice.
One should try his best to execute his duties, but if the attempt fails, he is not at fault. Vasudeva thought of his wife as follows. For the present, let me save the life of Devaki. Then later on, if there are children, I shall see how to save them. He further thought, if in the future I get a child who can kill Kamsa, just as Kamsa is thinking, then both Devaki and the child will be saved because the law of providence is inconceivable. But now, some way or other, let me save the life of Devaki. There is
inconceivable.
There law? Is law of providence.
Law of providence. We cannot what providence is planning. Anybody know? You know. Nobody know. Prabhupada said, you are planning something. God is also have got a plan for each of us. Do not forget. Don't be fool and think I am intelligent more than Krishna. Better to become a fool, remain a fool to Krishna. Tell, let what Krishna want from me to be in that line. Then you are intelligent. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. He can advance in Krishna consciousness. It can become easier for him to become Krishna consciousness, which you don't want. Why? You've got false ego. I'm this, I'm that. I am out, I will outwit him. You cannot outwit Krishna. In Oxford Dictionary, it is said, Prabhupada says, see, what even materialists say, even so-called scholar. He said, God means who is a supreme being, whether person or not person. Supreme means supreme all respect. Prabhupada asked one of his dear, tell the smallest definition of God, which all scripture accept, all religion, anybody can say. Raise hand. Just one small sentence. Yeah? Asamurdha. Or not. Sama. Nobody is equal to him. Urdha. Nobody is superior to him. That is Krishna Narayana. So Shankaracharya says, all your scholarship, what jugglery and speculation won't help. How much you become a big scholar?
big this, big that. When you near inevitable, you near death, everything will be finished. Better before that, chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He said, Bhaja Govindam. Otherwise, you serve Govinda. Either serve means you chant and hear or remember. This is this 64 items of Bhaja Govinda, like Krishna consciousness. The most important is chanting or glorifying Krishna's form, beauty, pastime, or serving, engaging ourselves, and hearing. And then remembrance will come. So Prabhupada said that professor and the story, the moral is, this is the moral, moral is, you may know the analytical study of this universe from Harvard, from Princeton, from Oxford and Cambridge, from Suburban, Uppsala, from Sweden, where is our... what is his name? This...
Amarendra.
No, not Amarendra.
Tony.
Tony Blair. I don't see his talks. I like him. Good boy. Nothing. They are a famous university. Uppsala, no? World famous university. Huh?
Uppsala.
So it's a famous university there. And all this there, but they don't. Yeah, Nalanda University used to be Buddhist. And own hell. If you don't know before going to die, you are not trained. How to remember the Supreme Person of God, Narayan? Then next life, Prabhupada said, cats and dogs, but you go, they are heading towards that, they don't know. This is another sign. But you are all fortunate. No cats and dogs. Only Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Chanting, Hare dancing must be joyful, not by force. Anybody by force? Ask yourself, are you doing by force or naturally? Then automatically think that life is joyful in all respects. Everybody likes to eat nice food. Everybody likes to dance. Dancing. You cannot dance forcibly. So thus you are exposed. You can ask yourself, why am I not dancing? Because you are not joyful. You cannot hide. You cannot hide. This is spiritual life. Prabhupada look at it. What's wrong? Why you have a long face? Do your best for Krishna and be joyful. Krishna is joyful, you become joyful. You are associating with Krishna. Chanting, dancing, remembering. And do your work and also chant. And prasadam is also there, nice. Halwa. Outside, cold, severe. Inside. Blown like a smiling Krishna, blown puri, and hot halwa with lot of cream, cashew, ghee, milk, dates. Offer it to Krishna. Then become warm up. Then go out again, chant. You cannot by force do chanting dance for a long time. Even if you are Cassius Clay or Dara Singh. You know Dara Singh in India. And other countries, Cassius Clay and Japan, they are sumo. Like his hips may be like an elephant. Many people watching, the two elephants fighting. Big hips. Sorry. Don't mind, I don't want to be vulgar. Better to be joyful. That is sign of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. If you are really becoming Krishna, you should be joyful. Ki Dr. Khan, I am right? Ki Dr. I am right? Huh? Asim? Right? Yeah? Ki? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Confirm. So shall you go to offer it then? This is almost 8 after little. How long it takes? 8 minutes?
Almost finishing.
Where? Gita? Gopi Git.
Gopi Git, not Gopi. Drama will go.
But the picture will be there, but when drama, picture they will move. Huh? That it is better we go now?
We can do it from outside as well.
Outside. We can do, take the lamp and outside. Yes or no? What do you think? Let us know. Yes?
Yes.
Seems like many of them are touch hearing.
Yes. This is Krishna. This is good.
This is good.
As you like.
But there is no difference. You like taking Krishna's prasad. Gulab jam or rasgulla? Sorry, gulab jam. No, rasgulla. Whatever you want. Is there more? Some do even offer in the morning. Some can do also mentally. But I don't think you can do it mentally. So, encore. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
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 Okay. Yes.
There is no certainty how a living entity contacts a certain type of body. Just as there is no certainty how a blazing fire comes in contact with a certain type of wood in the forest. When there is a forest fire, it is experienced that the blazing fire sometimes leaps over one tree and catches another by the influence of the wind.
I don't believe this. I saw going to Himalaya second time. I saw this fire. So it is. And I asked local people, who caught? They said, no, Swamiji, something happened this. It's different trees, you know, fire spreading. Other side, far away, though. Looks to me not very far. The other side, another mountain. All dry. So material world we may not like, but always we find some perplexity, some dispute, chaos. You cannot ever. This is material world. But Krishna consciousness, Krishna can square up.
Similarly, a living entity may be very careful in the matter of executing his duties, but it is still very difficult for him to know what type of body he is going to get in the next life. Maharaj Bharat was very faithfully executing the duties of self-realization, but by chance he developed temporary affection for a deer, and in his next life he had to accept the body of a deer.
See, anybody can suddenly sleep. Suddenly see, we are so advanced. We are nothing compared to Bharat Maharaj. Actually, Bharat Maharaj is in a Bhava stage here. There. I don't know who is Bhava stage here. Maybe Bhava of something else.
Vasudev, after deliberating on how to save his wife, began to speak to Kansh with great respect. Although Kansh was the most sinful man. Sometimes it happens that a most virtuous person like Vasudev has to flatter a person like Kansh, a most vicious person. That is the way of all diplomatic transactions. Although Vasudev was deeply aggrieved, he smiled outwardly. He addressed the shameless Kansh in that way because he was so atrocious.
I told a story. Once one guy, Bhagavat Pathak, he is reading Bhagavatam. There are many people listening. Happened to me, there is one also, Baglar, thief. He is listening. Suddenly heard, there is a little boy. His mother gave him so many most expensive ornament dress. Jewels, pearl, diamond, and flowers. He is a little boy. And goes to tend the cows. He is the son of a king. Let me find out. So Prabhu said, one should be some or other attracted to something Krishna. Some or other come to Krishna consciousness. But when good, bad, doesn't matter, then Krishna will take care of everything. What? So he thought, I'll find out where he is. Come to know, there is a place called Mathura Vrindavan. He tends cows there every day, go to with the other boys. And he has got other little boys, he goes to tend the cow, day and night, tend the cow. And come back home and go to home. Some are when in the forest, some are there. We little boy, I will plunder. At least some I can take and become rich. So he came here, some or other find out that place, some or other from far away from India he came there. Oh, this is the place, looking, one day he found him. Yeah, so much way. This is the boy. Then he come. He start flattering. He said, you have to be diplomatic, this is flattering. He said, you're so nice. So many, so many things telling. Yeah, Krishna is not saying anything. Suddenly he said, you have got so many ornaments, very good. You have got so many. So, suddenly came to his thinking, simply by flattering, I can please him and take care, maybe I don't have to do anything. Can I take some? He said, no. No. Why? My mommy will get angry with me. I can't give. Huh? He can think of, he flattered so much, he said he's buttering him. In English they call buttering. Give him butter in his toast and he's happy. So much butter. But then again he is interested in Krishna consciousness, always with Krishna, spending time. But Krishna means supremely pure, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramdhama. Consciously or unconsciously he is getting purified. Just the prostitute came to Haridas Thakur. She has got a motivation to seduce, break his vow. But he knew, so he did not go. She could leave. He could leave her. But she is sticking to. She is determined. But unknowingly or knowingly, she is being affected by hearing chanting and the same. And heart change. Suddenly, she started crying. What happened to you? What happened to you? She is telling everything, disclosing everything. I came. Then he said, I knew. So Krishna definitely will know. He's a devotee now. So he said, but unknowingly he doesn't know. He's getting purified. Krishna knows after some time. He said, now, okay, you take some. Then he doesn't take. This happened. When devotee have got a higher pleasure by practicing Krishna consciousness, he then become callous to all the hankering of material acquisition. He become indifferent. So it said, to a saintly person, whether is a some lying something expensive, he may think just a piece of dirt. Huh? He doesn't care. You'll get a hard taste. Everybody cannot do that. More one become Krishna conscious, more you become callous to all these things. Krishna consciousness have got test, we can test.
Vasudev said to Kamsa, my dear brother-in-law, please consider that you have no danger from your sister. You are awaiting some danger because you have heard a prophetic voice in the sky. But the danger is to come from the sons of your sister who are not present now. And who knows, there may or may not be sons in the future. Considering all this, you are safe for the present. Nor is there cause of fear from your sister. If there are any sons born of her, I promise that I shall present all of them to you for necessary action. Kamsa knew the value of Vasudeva's word of honor, and he was convinced by his argument. For the time being, he desisted from the heinous killing of his sister. Thus, Vasudeva was pleased and praised the decision of Kamsa. In this way, he returned to his home. Each year thereafter, in due course of time, Devaki gave birth to a child. Thus, she gave birth to 8 male children as well as one daughter. When the first son was born, Vasudeva kept his word of honor and immediately brought the child before Kamsa. It is said that Vasudeva was very much elevated and famous for his word of honor, and he wanted to maintain this fame. Although it was very painful for Vasudeva to hand over the newly born child, Kamsa was very glad to receive him. But he became a little compassionate with the behavior of Vasudeva. This event is very exemplary.
For a great soul like Vasudeva, there is nothing considered to be painful in the course of discharging one's duty. A learned person like Vasudeva carries out his duties without hesitation. On the other hand, a demon like Kamsa never hesitates in committing any abominable action. It is said, therefore, that a saintly person can tolerate all kinds of miserable conditions of life. A learned man can discharge his duties without awaiting favorable circumstances. A heinous person like Kamsa can act in any sinful way, and a devotee can sacrifice everything to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Even up to life. So many devotees in ISKCON. He may not be a big some accomplishment group, but Krishna will know how to reward him. Who give his most dearest thing, his life, is sacrificing for Krishna. Many did, either in Russia and other places. Knowing that he can be, he or she can be shot dead, still taking the risk for devotee, for Krishna. So Prabhupada said, Krishna will reward him accordingly. Everybody doesn't have to copy another person. But Krishna sees how you love him. Prabhupada said, if you give everything to Krishna, whatever you love, even your life, there is nothing that Krishna cannot give you. He can give you anything and everything to you. Now do you believe? That is the question. So our action tells where our faith is. Yes or no?
Yes.
Our action tells where your faith is.
Kamsa became satisfied.
Any comment? Any question?
Kamsa became satisfied.
Krishna consciousness?
Is joyful moment.
Yeah.
Sometimes we cannot feel that joy because you're not able to do something which you're asked to do. And you feel so much tension and anxiety. Oh my God, it's not happening.
This is transcendental. Krishna appreciates. It's not material. It's good. You do your best. Be honest. Do your best. Krishna knows everything. Unless you are sentimental. Some people are sentimental. External doing, internally is not thinking. A devotee is introspective, thinks what I am doing. Krishna knows deep within your heart what is your motivation. So first of all, one should be honest. Very sincere. For this. That is the qualification to become a devotee. No other qualification is. Even if you become topmost devotee, first you have to be sincere. To Krishna, to yourself. Do I want Krishna? How much you can, you know, give your best to Krishna. First surrender. Krishna is testing. Everybody is not equally surrendered. Yes? No. No. Accordingly, Krishna, je jatha mam pavodhante, as we surrender to Krishna, accordingly Krishna reciprocates. He knows. He is neutral. He is equal to everybody. But as you surrender, he knows, he's perfect, reciprocates. But we have to understand that when you do this, you say Krishna is testing you. You still stick to it, and Krishna will reward you. And somebody mistreat you, Krishna will also judge him. You understand? Our duty is to, cooperate. And when you find something you don't understand, why is this happening? Then you will understand. Krishna has some plan which is beyond our comprehension. And in time it will be explained. Nothing happens by chance. Everything has got a reason. Make sense? I am trying as far as I understood from Prabhupada, though we have got limitation. Otherwise, whole material world is a perplexity. Yes or no?
Yes.
Everybody face whole material world, material existence is a perplexity. Yes?
Yes.
Huh? So many things.
His devotee may have got problem, may have got disease, may have got anxiety, tension. But he has got faith, he won't sit down, he tries, but he has got faith that some or other Krishna will do something. We should have that faith. Firm faith, Krishna will protect me, Krishna will maintain. When the Vrajavasis were surrounded by fire everywhere, even the cows, they don't know how to get out. They simply cried out for Krishna, "We know no one except you." Krishna said, "No problem, don't be afraid. Close your eyes." Krishna said, "You shouldn't think this is all imagination. To whom is imagination, it will remain imagination. To who has got faith and act accordingly, Krishna will help them." Otherwise, there could not be so many devotees still coming. 85 Prabhupada's disciples came here, I heard. Quite a good number. Huh? And they are telling, and it's very nice. I was listening, I liked it. A long time I was sitting. Of course, I had something to do, so I left. Very nice, I want to listen again. Different angle, they are telling their experience and envisioning what future. Especially many gave, told something about future generation, which he feel we didn't miss the association of Prabhupada. But actually, they should be enlightened. No missing. If you strictly follow what Prabhupada said, you will associate with Prabhupada. You know. Somebody would ask Prabhupada, "So if we associate with saintly person, very advanced, we can be..." Prabhupada, yes. You ask yourself, can you do that? As much as you do, you can still associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate. There's instruction there, you follow, you can make advantage. But how much you follow, that is up to you. Ask yourself, are you honest? You're sincere? Then you make advantage. That is why so many go away. Difficult. This is drama.
Yes.
What is the drama name?
Aham Bhakta Paradhini.
Oh, very nice.
Kamsa became satisfied by
Hindi,
the action.
English.
Hindi. Kamsa became satisfied by the action of Vasudev. He was surprised to see Vasudev keeping his promise, and being compassionate upon him and pleased, he began to speak as follows. "My dear Vasudev, you need not present this child to me. I am not in danger from this child. I have heard that the 8th child born of you and Devaki will kill me. Why should I accept this child unnecessarily? You can take him back." When Vasudev was returning home with his firstborn child, although he was pleased by the behavior of Kamsa, he could not believe in him because he knew that Kamsa was uncontrolled. An atheistic person cannot be firm in his word of honor.
Prabhupada says one place, one who has no control over senses cannot be trusted. Don't trust a person who has no control over senses. Rest assured. This way you can know who is who. So one who is spiritually advanced, he has control over senses and he has got power also. Whether he exerts it or not. Anybody who does some vrata, strong brahmachari, very chaste lady, strong bhav brahmachari, strong sannyasi, he has got power. Whether spiritual or material, he has got some strength. Any woman, man can have strength like that. If you strictly follow the four regulative principles and basic thing Prabhupada gave, even 20 years you do that, whatever you will say, you will find it happen. Be careful, don't take it cheaply. Don't think for nothing somebody is getting up and taking bath and running to Mangalarati and doing his own nancy nicely. Eating only prasad, there is some value of it. You are a fool number one, nutcase. You are thinking I am very intelligent and not taking prasad, whatever you like. Your future is also like that. External dress, tilak mala is not everything. Krishna will see your heart. If you are not pure, you cannot realize. Let's tell one story. Sometimes yogi, doing that, get power. So looked at a crow. course, sometimes, poof, nonsense, poof, burn into ashes, crow. So he is thinking, I am so powerful, this is also not good. Devotee never thinks, become popped up, pop up. Devotee never pop up. The yogi can. More one get power, naturally he feels, let me use it, let me use and test it. Naturally. A devotee is not. So he's a yogi. Usually you go to Kashi, Kumbh Mela, you'll find so many things. Many yogi comes. So many things. But devotee doesn't care. Prabhupada says. But anybody can be powerful. So during the tuck, tuck, tuck. Open the door. One lady came up. Bhikshang Dehi, please give me some alms. The lady, the conservative family coming, I'm taking care of my husband, serving. Can you wait a little? Time passing. He's getting impatient, joking. What? Again she came and said, please wait. I'm too busy. Suddenly yogi looked at him. He thought, I'm so powerful. What? This lady is? The lady very politely said, don't think I'm like a crow. You looked at crow and burned him to ashes. You cannot do that to me. And you're shocked.
Side note.
I'm sorry.
Little channel.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I'm sorry, causing inconvenience.
Hey, one line, guys. Yeah. One line.
I told you.
Anupam Prabhu, aage ho
jaiye. He's a big leader. He writes books, diary. Prabhupada silent. Once he has got other big thing. So what he was telling? I lost the thread.
Crow.
So the lady, she has got also, she is a chaste lady, so she has got power. Anybody maintain some bhav, automatically she will get power. Whether it is she or he, I saw one lady looking at others. Everybody get nervous. She has got eyes, as if some power coming up. Come here. Everybody is coming. To her. Somebody... Come here, she said. You chant Hare Krishna? Nothing. You chant Hare Krishna, then I will go. He's not saying, he doesn't go, nothing happens. So, best thing is to chant Hare Krishna, become Dhamma. Not yogi, powerful sati, she said. Don't think you look at me and burn me to ashes like the crow. How did she know this thing? Because she is a very chaste lady, so she has got power also. Thus anybody can have power. Of course, you are not after power. You are after
Krishna.
After Krishna Bhakti. So we should ask ourselves, what I am after? Krishna knows. Accordingly, he will treat. More than that, you don't say, what Prabhupada said, I am saying.
One who cannot control the senses cannot be steady in his determination.
I see.
One who cannot control the
senses. Babasaitika bukdhi ekya kuran. I strictly follow what Guru says, Sadguru. That is called Babasaitika. It becomes easier for him to make progress. Bhavasakai anantasya. What is the meaning of that? Many branches.
One who is irresolute in purpose.
One who is irresolute. In his purpose, he has got many branches in time. He is lost. Coming to a five road, he doesn't know to decide. But he knows what Guru said. He goes, success. But I think, I may be, he may be right, he may be wrong. No, Baba.
One who cannot control the senses cannot be steady in his determination.
Sangshayatta vinashati. When you get doubtful character, neither can be happy in this world nor in the next. how much we have got material opulence. No. But one may not have anything, but he has got Krishna Bhakti. He is joyful.
The great politician Chanakya Pandit said, never put your trust in a diplomat or a woman. Never put your trust in a diplomat or a woman. This is a term by Chanakya Pandit. Those who are addicted to unrestricted sense gratification, those who are addicted to unrestricted sense gratification can never be truthful, nor can they be trusted with any faith.
Jiva lalasa is after sense object always, running here, running there. He can never get Krishna. Krishna is going far, far out. So we should all have control over our senses. First is tongue, then other senses. That's all. It doesn't matter whether he's a man, woman, everybody is a spirit soul. Any question? Any comment? No question.
At that time, the great sage
Baba said, everybody has to control his senses. Unless somebody is self-controlled, unless somebody is obedient, unless somebody is disciplined, he cannot satisfactorily follow the instruction of the spiritual leaders. And definitely he cannot go back to God.
At that time, the great sage Narad came to Kamsa. He was informed of Kamsa's being compassionate to Vasudev and returning his firstborn child. Narad was very eager to accelerate the descent of Lord Krishna as soon as possible. He therefore informed Kamsa that in Vrindavan, personalities like Nanda Maharaj and all the other cowherd men and their wives, and on the other side, Vasudev, his father Surasen, and all his relatives born in the family of Vrishni of the Yadu dynasty, along with all their friends and well-wishers, were actually demigods. Narad warned Kamsa to be careful of them, since Kamsa and his friends and advisors were all demons. Demons are always afraid of demigods. After being thus informed by Narad about the appearance of the demigods in different families, Kamsa at once became very much alarmed. He understood that since the demigods had already appeared, Lord Vishnu must be coming soon. He at once arrested both his brother-in-law Vasudev and Devaki and put them behind prison bars. Within the prison, shackled in iron chains, Vasudev and Devaki gave birth to a male child year after year, and Kamsa, thinking each of the babies to be the incarnation of Vishnu, killed them one after another. He was particularly afraid of the eighth child, but after the visit of Narad, he came to the conclusion that any child might be Krishna. Therefore, it was better to kill all the babies who took birth from Devaki and Vasudev. This action of Kamsa is not very difficult to understand. In the history of the world, there are many instances of persons in the royal order who have killed their father, brother, or whole family and friends for the satisfaction of their ambitions. There is nothing astonishing about this, for members of the demoniac, greedy royal order can kill anyone for their nefarious ambitions. Kamsa was made aware of his previous birth by the grace of Narad. He learned that in his previous birth he had been a demon of the name Kalanemi and that he had been killed by Vishnu. Having now taken his birth in the Bhoja family, he decided to become the deadly enemy of the Yadu dynasty. Krishna was going to take birth in that family, and Kamsa was very much afraid that he would be killed by Krishna just as he had been killed in his last birth. He first of all imprisoned his father Ugrasen because he was the chief king among the Yadu, Bhoj and Andhak dynasties, and he also occupied the kingdom of Surasen, Vasudev's father. He declared himself the king of all such places. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the first chapter of Krishna, the advent of Lord Krishna.
Any question? Any comment? I think still it is, everything is there. If you want to see something, you can. Maybe go for a walk there. Don't make, maintain, you know, peace and noise.